of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. It is often the case on a Wednesday when I might take up the issue of wellness. It is also often the case on a Wednesday that we are looking at the top stories of the day. And in this particular case, we are kicking off things here at the beginning of the show with a story that entails both. So glad that you're with us. We've got a lot to get to. Dr. Stephen Hatfill is my guest. He's a specialist physician, a virologist, military background. He's got separate master's degrees in microbial genetics and radiation biochemistry and experimental pathology. And he also has concluded medical fellowships, which included the Oxford University and the National Institutes. Dr. Hatfill, welcome. So glad to have you with us.
Hi. Glad to join you.
So yesterday I had the chance to speak to Tony Schaefer, the head of the London Center for Policy Research, and he pointed us to an essay that you've published recently talking about the issue of vaccines and the mandates upon the U.S. military and kind of the impact that it has, that it makes on the readiness of ours, particularly our special ops and our intelligence forces. And I wanted to we talked kind of about the military angle of that yesterday, but I wanted to explore with you a little bit more on the medical side. First of all, as a virologist and as someone that has studied the issue of viruses and biochemistry and microbes, etc. We often find ourselves in the country right now having this debate between the efficacy of vaccines and the harm or lack of harm that mandates are doing to the population as a whole. And I'm curious, before we delve into what you how you had the angle on the special readiness of our forces, what is your impression of where we're at with the warp speed vaccines that the Trump administration was able to get produced in rather remarkable amount of time? What do you think of them from a medical standpoint? What is your assessment of what they offer, and are they helpful? Are they not helpful from your vantage point?
Number one, vaccines were never part of the national pandemic plan for the respiratory RNA virus. Early drug treatment was the preferred method. Yes, there would be a vaccine effort, but you can't always make a vaccine against a pathogen. We have some where it's been very successful. Measles, smallpox, chickenpox, polio, yellow fever. But these viruses mutate very, very slowly. This is not the case with the COVID-19 virus. It mutates very quickly. These vaccines only trigger your immune system to respond to one protein in this virus. There's some 20 other proteins. A natural infection, you make an immune response to several of the different proteins of the virus. So if one mutates, you still have some partial protection by your immunity against some of the other proteins.
From your position of what you've studied of it, what is your opinion on that? What do you think the origin of COVID-19 was?
We don't have enough evidence. The Chinese aren't cooperating. They're just not helping us at all. And personally, this is not the behavior of someone who's innocent of doing something, is it?
Does the speed with which it mutates seem to indicate some sort of enhancement?
No, not at all. It's called an RNA virus. And when it enters a cell, it has to enter another living cell. It doesn't have the machinery to replicate itself.
Right.
But when it enters a cell, susceptible cell of a susceptible species, and it starts to make copies of itself, it has to copy its blueprints, its genetic information. Within one person, you could have a couple different strains easily. It's like pulling the handle of a slot machine. If you pull the handle of a slot machine enough times, you're going to get a jackpot. It may take 2 million pulls of the handle, but eventually you're going to get a jackpot. And that's all this virus has to do is get one jackpot that gives it a slight survival advantage, and it will quickly become the dominant strain in any population.
Is it your anticipation that we are looking at a long line of variants to come still yet?
It's hard to say. A virus can become completely pathogenic through this, or non-pathogenic through this mechanism, harmless. But occasionally it can become more lethal.
What is your suggestion as to how we should reverse course to ensure that special ops and intelligence are continue to be at the forefront of readiness?
The vaccines are not working. Fully vaccinated individuals can become infected with the Delta clade of the SARS virus. And they have the same amount of virus in their upper airway as unvaccinated individuals that have caught an infection. So we're not really gaining anything by this. So then we need to look at the side effects. And the side effects are significant. Within the first 4 months of release of the vaccines, we had recorded more deaths and more serious injuries than all the other vaccines put together for the last 30 years. So there are side effects. This is a brand new technology. The FDA is not equipped to monitor the side effects of these. In fact, in their letter to Pfizer, dated 23rd August of 2021, they state that the vigilance system that the FDA is required to maintain under Section 505(k)(3) of the FDCA is not sufficient to assess these serious risks. So they've given the manufacturer, Pfizer, as part of their condition for approving it, the task of monitoring their own serious effects. And this is just simply not a good idea. COVID-19 is a treatable infection. If we get to you within the first, let's say, 4 days of symptoms, we have several drugs that have shown overwhelming efficacy. Now, you still get a little bit sick and you feel terrible, but you're down for a couple days and you get better, like with a common cold. So there's alternate mechanisms if this was really what you want to do, and that's to go ahead and let soldiers get a bit of an infection and treat it early.
Yeah.
They develop a superior immunity without a lot of the side effects.
Friends, we continue to want to try to give you the best information possible. And Dr. Stephen Hatfill is a virologist and specializes in microbial genetics and radiation biochemistry and experimental pathology fellowships from Oxford University and the National Institutes of Health. So we appreciate Dr. Hatfill's time. Thank you so much, Dr. Stephen Hatfill.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Kevin McCullough, you can learn more at londoncenter.org. Where his most recent essay is published. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Home Buyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The Republicans want no part of a debt ceiling hike, and good for them. Democrats wanted the White House. They got it. Democrats wanted to keep the House in 2020. Speaker Pelosi got her wish. Barely. Democrats wanted the Senate majority. Now Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has it. Democrats have all they need to bring up their giant spending bill to the floor, including massive tax hikes and a debt ceiling increase attached. The nation is out of borrowing authority, so Congress must either pass a hike in the debt authority, pass a standalone bill as part of a stopgap measure, or as part of the massive spending and tax bill. The last option won't require any GOP votes, but it would require Democrats to get an agreement among themselves on which taxes to raise, how much to spend, when to spend it, and on who. The Republicans should have no part of this inflationary giant boondoggle. Republicans need to have message discipline. Just say no.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code JOEP. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The events in Afghanistan have reminded us of something we already knew. Elections do matter. They have consequences. If you don't like the images you see on TV, it's too late to change it. But it's not too late to get America back. And we have too much at stake to give up now. That's why you're here, listening to us and learning what you need to know. Don't give up now. The battle for America's soul is just getting started. And we need you here. AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, that's me, and we're glad you're with us on Wednesdays. And again, this is the only broadcast in New York, all of New York radio, that is solely dedicated to helping our city come back from pandemic. And because of the special topics that we take each night, be they money or travel or wellness or legal or fun and entertainment, the purpose of what we do each night here is to help you feel like you have more control over your own life and you can begin to engage in a greater and greater way. And so wellness is key to that. That's why here on Wednesdays, that's what we focus on entirely. And I'm really excited tonight. We've got a couple of great doctors joining us. Dr. Melinda Keller will be with us a little bit later talking about spinal health. But rejoining us, board-certified Dr. Jeanette Nishawat, who is, as best as I can tell, even amongst the Fox News medical all-stars that we've had on, and we've had everybody on, I believe that she still holds the title for having actually treated the most COVID patients in person of any doctor we've had on the show. So, Dr. Nishawat, and I know you're out of the area, you're visiting some family in Nashville, and we're just so grateful that you took time to be with us tonight.
Hey there. Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be with you. Anytime I'm able to help, I'm happy to do so.
Yeah. And people can find out more of what you're doing at Dr. Jeanette, JANETTE.com. And also follow her on Twitter by the same handle, Dr. Spell it out, Jeanette, and that'll get you there. All right. Big news yesterday, the FDA announcing a 17-0-1 abstention vote on the approval of the kids' vaccine. Now, Dr. Nishawat, as you know, every one of these vaccines is being really critically examined now by the public, not just the medical community. So tell me where we're at with the kids' vaccine. Do we have sufficient data to understand it? Have we looked at enough test cases to feel reasonable about it? What is your feeling about the way the vote went down? And is it your feeling that they're going to end up mandating this, or is this something that parents are just going to be strongly encouraged to do? Start with them in whatever order you want.
Sure. I hope we don't end up having to do mandates. Nobody likes mandates, but we do have the data, Kevin, that tells us when it comes to specifically the Pfizer vaccine, that it's showing about 91% effectiveness in preventing severe disease in children between the ages of 5 and 11. They took 1,500 children, gave them the vaccine, and then 750 were in the placebo group. The 1,500 who got the vaccine, only 3 developed breakthrough infections and were mildly ill. But the placebo group, the group of children who did not get vaccinated, 16 of them became ill. So a 5-fold increase in those who are unvaccinated. So we just got the FDA advisory approval yesterday. We still have to wait for the actual FDA approval. Usually the FDA will use the recommendation from their advisory panel, but not always. And if they do give the green light, then it has to go to the CDC. And the CDC will determine, okay, that's great that it's safe and it's effective, but who needs it? Do all children between the ages of 5 and 11 need it? Or perhaps we need to just look at those who are at high risk, as we did in adults. Maybe the younger children who have underlying medical conditions like diabetes, or maybe they're overweight, or they have asthma or heart disease, they should be top priority, and maybe it will be recommended for them. But we're still waiting to see the final approval and outcomes from the FDA and also the CDC, and Dr. Walensky has to sign off on it. We still have to see what they're going to decide on, but we do have data that tells us fortunately, it is safe. You know, kids, they're low risk for severe illness. Then that's a blessing. But, you know, kids make up about 25% of the cases in the country right now. And we've had over 1 million COVID cases among children just the past month and a half. So those 28 million children who could potentially become eligible to be vaccinated could certainly help in ending the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt that Delta seemed to have a greater potential to snare children in its crosshairs than the original variant could. Speaking of which, talk to me a little bit about the difference in the child's dosage against the adult dosage. For people that haven't followed this, you're not giving the children the same shot that the adults are getting when they get the Pfizer injection.
That's a great question, and that's so important to understand. You're absolutely right. Kids are not getting the same shot as the adults. The same ingredients, but it's just a tiny percentage. It's only 10 micrograms of the mRNA vaccine, whereas in adults, it's 30. So they're just receiving a third of the dosage, just a tiny, tiny amount. And that's because, the studies and the trials looked at the dosing based on what's most effective at the lowest dose in creating a robust immune response. So not the exact same shot as adults. It's just a tiny percentage, a third of what the adults are getting. And again, it showed that kids were able to, develop a robust immune system to protect them in case they came into contact with COVID. Halloween's coming up and Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I think it'll be very helpful in the long run.
There's going to be a lot of indoor gatherings for sure. But unlike others, I'm not telling people not to see their family this year. I think we've been separated long enough, and we need to see each other. So let me ask you about this. I know that the myocarditis concern with the adult dosage or I guess it was in the teen dosing that they had some problems with it. But it wasn't. Statistically, it wasn't a huge number of people, but there were some boys that tended to get it more than others. And even though it was small in number, it seemed to be a fairly serious concern. Is the reason that they're cutting back on the potency of the child's version is to even further ensure that we don't struggle with that particular issue in the children? What's the connection to the myocarditis? And where we're at with the vaccines as we know them now.
Yes, yeah, so it's not just about myocarditis. It's because of the age of their immune system. Obviously, their immune systems are much more immature compared to the adults. But yes, the myocarditis is one of the side effects, the rare side effects that they were looking at. And they found that maybe in about 1 in 10,000 risk of developing myocarditis in the vaccinated group, but very mild symptoms. Very mild, where you don't need hospitalization, you just need anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen to treat. So that definitely is a concern and has to be taken into consideration. It's always about assessing the risks and the benefits. And again,
well, what some people didn't realize either, Dr. Nishawat, is Dr. Siegel told me that it's likely that some of those young men would have still gotten myocarditis with regular COVID. And it probably would have been more intense than what the vaccine gave them. So it's not that the vaccine is giving them something they wouldn't get. It's that they may, in fact, be getting a milder form of it as we go along. All right. Stay with us. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat with us for a few more minutes. I want to ask her about the mix and match approach that we heard about. Stay here.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Charlie Kirk believes we're seeing the decline of America.
Right now, there are hundreds of people that run your country, run our military, run our government, that are kind of like, what's the big deal if we lose? Who cares if it's humiliating? What's important is whether or not we get paid. What's important is whether or not my child goes to Harvard. I mean, we do that all the time. That's all we've done is lose over the last 30 years. And we get promoted while doing it.
The Charlie Kirk Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, friends, you do know that it is possible to believe in the technology of the vaccine and to be against vaccine mandates, right? You do understand that. I don't need to keep telling you this, even though I keep telling you this. I believe that the vaccine is a modern-day miracle, and I believe that the rate at which it was developed and the degree of help that it has brought about planet Earth is a modern miracle in and of itself. But I am adamantly against the mandates that are mandating that people do this, for no other reason, because I think mandates cause less people to get vaccinated than they would otherwise. We're speaking about the latest developments in the vaccines tonight on Radio Night Live, and Dr. Jeanette Nishawat is back with us. You may know her from seeing her on Fox and Fox Business and other places. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Jeanette, J-A-N-E-E-T-T-E, and that's the name of her website as well, drjeanette.com. Doctor, there was another development last week that not only, you know, yesterday we heard that the kids, they've given tentative approval for by the advisory board. But the FDA or the CDC is now considering allowing mix and match approach to the follow-up shots or the boosters. Now, I know this is a little bit technical, but the J&J vaccine is very different in terms of how it works from the Pfizer and the Moderna. Talk to me about the science behind this. Why is it thought that it would be good to, say, if you had J&J, maybe get a Pfizer for your second or your booster, and not necessarily go back with the same shot the second time? Or does it matter from where you sit? What is your position on it?
Hey, so I think that's a really good question. Yes, Johnson & Johnson, Kevin, is different than the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. You know, Pfizer and Moderna are what we call messenger RNA vaccines, whereas J&J vaccines use the more traditional virus-based technology. They use what's called the adenovirus vector. So it's a little bit different. Think of it more along the lines of, you know, maybe like your flu shot, for example, along those lines. So it's not an mRNA vaccine. And what's recommended is, for those of you who have had the Johnson & Johnson first dose, it's recommended 2 months later to get a second dose because it's not as effective as Pfizer and Moderna. Now, we also have data that tells us if your first dose is a Johnson & Johnson, that you get even more protection if you go with Pfizer or Moderna for your second dose. And that's certainly what I would do, especially if you're a female under the age of 50, because there's that very rare chance of blood clots from happening. But still, the reason why we're talking about getting a booster is we know that after a few months, the protection, the antibody levels decrease over time. So you want to get that extra protection. With the mRNAs, the Pfizer and Moderna, like, for example, I got two doses of Moderna, and I'm going to likely get a third dose of Pfizer only because I can't find Moderna locally while I'm out of state. So if I was, you know, if I had easy access to Moderna, I would just do three straight shots of Moderna. But it's okay to have what's called hybrid immunity. If you've had two Moderna, your third shot can be a Pfizer. If you've had two Pfizer shots, your third dose can be a Moderna vaccine. But now we do want to be careful. We do tend to see increased risk of the rare myocarditis in the younger male population with Moderna. So in that case, you could take a look at the Pfizer vaccine. But again, we got to keep in mind, it's rare. It's a low likelihood. And the myocarditis that you can get from COVID is usually more severe than having it as a side effect of the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, and again, the idea of mixed immunity is not totally foreign, because Dr. Nishawat, people that have recovered from COVID fully have had the COVID infection and then they recovered from it, and if they've gotten a booster, a Pfizer or Moderna or whatever, they technically have a mixed immunity too. They have the natural immunity, which we're continuing to learn more and more about, which is encouraging, and then they have the mRNA technology working to their benefit as well.
Oh, absolutely. In my opinion, an individual who suffered from COVID disease and then a few months later got the vaccine has probably the highest and best levels of protection. Of course, so you don't want to catch COVID in the first place because of, you know, concern from, you know, long-term problems like heart problems, neurological problems, kidney problems. So it's always better to prevent.
Yeah. Well, this is all helpful, Dr. Nishawat. This is confusing stuff. And of course, through the media channels that we have it coming at us at, it depends on, you know, who you trust in terms of what is being told you. And I just appreciate your willingness to tell us the straight truth about it. And thanks for being here once again.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. It's always important to have honesty and transparency and talk to your doctor if you have any questions, and don't forget to get your flu shot too.
Yeah, well, that's a good reminder. And again, friends, Dr. Nishawat, of all the physicians we've had on the show, she has treated more than 20,000 COVID active patients. So this is a lady that has seen it up close. She understands what she's dealing with, and just appreciate her time. Dr. Nishawat, we'll talk to you again soon down the road. Coming up next, Dr. Melinda Keller. Stay here.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know, we all got to stay calm with our busy schedules. And Invite Health Tranquil TX gives you just that. Tranquil TX is a delicious liquid beverage enhancer made with chamomile, passion flower, and lemon balm to create a sense of calm. When you're stressed, just add a dropper full of Tranquil TX to your favorite beverage. Get this. Tranquil TX has zero carbs, zero sugars, zero alcohol, and just 2 calories per serving. Right now, buy one bottle of Tranquil TX. Get the second bottle free. Double up. That's 4 bottles. You get free shipping. Contact Invite Health at 800-694-2345. 800-694-2345. That's 800-694-2345 for Tranquil TX. 800-694-2345. Don't forget to ask about their other herbal tinctures like Green Tea TX for more easy and fun ways to give your nutrition a boost. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The Republicans want no part of a debt ceiling hike, and good for them. Democrats wanted the White House. They got it. Democrats wanted to keep the House in 2020. Speaker Pelosi got her wish. Barely. Democrats wanted the Senate majority. Now Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has it. Democrats have all they need to bring up their giant spending bill to the floor, including massive tax hikes and a debt ceiling increase attached. The nation is out of borrowing authority, so Congress must either pass a hike in the debt authority, pass a standalone bill as part of a stopgap measure, or as part of the massive spending and tax bill. The last option won't require any GOP votes, but it would require Democrats to get an agreement among themselves on which taxes to raise, how much to spend, when to spend it, and on who. The Republicans should have no part of this inflationary giant boondoggle. Republicans need to have message discipline. Just say no.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager explains the left's stance on the border.
A wall blocks people from coming in. It maintains the ability of a society to grow much more naturally. How many people can we take in? Answer, as many as it takes to keep the Democrats in power forever. That is the only criterion.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard. Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7. And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, as we've talked, you know, endlessly recent weeks, there's a lot more than COVID going on. And so when it comes to staying healthy, there's a lot more that we need to discuss than just the vaccine and the shots and all the other stuff that we seem to talk about all the time. And to that end, I have to tell you that when I recommend someone that's having back issues to go see my friends at the Brooklyn Spine Center, specifically Dr. Melinda Keller, they are just finding all kinds of help. And to that end, Dr. Keller has rejoined us here at Radio Night Live. Dr. Keller, good evening. Thank you for being here.
Oh, Kevin, thank you for having me. Always look forward to our chats.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me off air that in recent weeks we've had some listeners come in and you've really been able to help them. Explain to me what they were facing.
Kevin, it's so rewarding. About 2 weeks ago, we had a woman come in with a symptom that's known as sciatica. What it is, become a household word, is low back pain radiating into one leg or both legs. Sometimes it comes with numbness, tingling, weakness. She had all of it. She was suffering probably 7-8 years. She has, you know, seen neurologists, orthopedic surgeons. 3 different surgeons told her that she needed surgery, but with some other health concerns, she was considered high risk. The surgeon was happy not to operate. She was certainly concerned about surgery, has taken medications, injections with minimal results. And she started a program of care, the non-surgical spinal decompression, the DRX-9000. And within 4 visits, she felt 50% relief. I think today was her 6th visit, and she told me she walked 3 blocks yesterday.
Wow.
Which is very rewarding.
She had been basically unable to walk at that point.
And no more medication. And yeah. This is in 2.5 weeks' time.
That's amazing. Now, talk to me about the technology.
And a listener and a Kevin McCullough fan.
That's very kind as well.
Kevin McCullough.
Talk to me about what was actually going on in her back. Why had the pain been able to keep her from being able to be ambulatory?
I mean, she had a herniated disc, a disc, Kevin, for the listeners that might not know, is the cushion between the vertebrae or bones in your spine. It acts as a shock absorber, and it makes a space for a nerve to leave your spinal cord. And from the low back, that's how the brain speaks to the lower extremities, to the legs and feet. So this disc had come out of place. It's known as a herniation. It's very common. And it's compressed. So decompression is often recommended to relieve it. And you can do surgical decompression. But here, we offer non-surgical decompression.
Right.
And to me, any health problem that anyone has, if there's a non-invasive, non-surgical solution, people should just see if they're a candidate. Not everyone can be helped. Nothing's 100%. But we certainly encourage people to call, come in and see, do we feel comfortable with their case? And then do they feel comfortable with what we're recommending?
Yeah, and not everyone can be a candidate. So it's important to have a thorough examination up front, and that's what Dr. Melinda Keller does. 718-234-6200 if you want to set up that appointment, 718-234-6200. Dr. Keller, talk to me about, you've had a couple of others. Tell me about the other one that came in recently.
Come in last week experiencing, experiencing headaches, experiencing migraine headaches. This was a chiropractic case. The first vertebra in her neck, in her cervical spine, was misaligned. She received 2 very gentle, non-forceful adjustments, and it's common for people to report good results, and that's what she did.
Yeah. So, and I think that this is one of the things that's kind of fascinating for people that have never really given it much thought. The spine has so much to do with the health of the rest of your body, but we often overlook the health of our spine because we just don't think about the spine needing to be healthy.
True. To a patient this morning, people really go by symptoms. It's almost as if it's not broke, don't fix it. And oftentimes, if you don't have a symptom, people, just with the busyness of life, can neglect that part of their body. And we see the spine not getting checked. And your wife, I'm sure, bring the children to the dentist for a checkup.
Yep.
Bring the children
to the eye doctor, dentist, all kinds of stuff. That's right.
And we're just not inspired to get our spines checked regularly, and it's very important.
Well, friends, if you've had kind of unusual pain that you can't really define where it came from, and particularly if it's associated with your back, but I would also recommend Dr. Keller if you got pain other places that you can't clearly define. I even within the last 18 months heard of a case in which someone had been seen by their primary care physician, had been told that their gallbladder was a mess, that they were going to have surgery to have it removed. They made one stop over to get a spinal adjustment, told the spinal doctor the same thing. He said, well, wait a minute, let me work on something. Made 2 adjustments, and the problem that they thought had been attributed to the gallbladder went away completely. So, and I'm not saying it's the cure-all for everything, but everything is connected into that great nervous system highway, correct? That goes all the way from the brain down into the tailbone?
Yes. It's the whole premise of a healthy spine. Number one, it holds you up, and we all need a good posture, especially later on in life. But exactly, the whole purpose of chiropractic is to correct any interferences to the brain-body connection.
Yeah. And you were just recognized by the International Medical Advisory Board on spinal decompression as what? You just won an award. Tell me about it.
We're very, very proud of it, and we're a team here, Kevin. So, you know, I'd love to say it's just me, but as you know, there's no I in team.
That's right.
You know, we worked
and you've
very
got a great
hard
team.
To help the patients, and they did acknowledge us, and they asked us, you know, to once again remain on the advisory board of the International Disc Association. So we, take the patient's health very seriously. And again,
yeah.
If there's a way to save people from injections or surgery, it's very, very rewarding.
Friends, you've got to call and get evaluated. And if you're a candidate, the decompression program is unlike anything else you've seen anywhere. And it really does work. 718-234-6200. Dr. Keller, when we come back, you know, we like to do in the final segment some doctor's orders. Give us a prescription for how to have a better, healthier week, particularly as we're thinking about all the candy and the trick-or-treating and the other stuff that we've got going on this weekend. And I know it's going to be way overboard for ours because my kids have been bouncing off the walls to go do this stuff. It's only so-so for me, but we're going to have fun with it. But anyway, doctor's orders coming up next here on Radio Night Live on Wellness Night. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to BambooHR.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at BambooHR.com/HR. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Carl Jackson is next on AM970 The Answer.
Wow, 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 wow.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, you know, on Wednesdays when we talk about wellness, it is a real joy, especially since we've launched this show, to be able to give you those things that you can tangibly take with you and make your life better with. And whether it's talking with Dr. Nishawat about COVID and what's coming by way of the children's vaccines, whether it's talking with Dr. Keller and talking about how to keep your back healthy, I hope, friend, that you're taking notes, that you're writing down phone numbers, that you're making an effort to put yourself in a situation where you can end this year on a good note. We don't have to just assume that, oh, the holidays are coming and everything's going to be wild and out of control. We can be proactive in what we want our health to be leading into it. So, Dr. Keller, here in the final just couple of minutes of the broadcast, it is always time for the doctors on call to give us a prescription. What is the prescription for this week?
Our prescription, Kevin, for this week for health, I'm going to say move more. You know, we've become such a sedentary, such a sitting at a desk or in front of a computer or a cell phone in our hand world. You know, just move a little bit more. You know, walk
so
a little bit
further. So you're not telling us to go run a marathon. You're saying do a little bit more than you're doing now.
Yes, just you're right, 5 to 10% more.
So if it's not raining, put that jacket on, go out and go for a walk maybe a little bit farther than you went yesterday.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and there's benefit to that, Dr. Keller, particularly as it relates to our bone and our skeletal health, because it is the lack of movement that causes so many of our health problems.
For sure. And a little bit more, you know, I had a patient bring their mom in. And, you know, the goal is for her to leave her house and walk to the first tree. She doesn't move. And then tomorrow's goal will be to walk to the second tree, which is probably 14 feet past the first one.
Okay.
Little by little. They say by the yard it's hard, by the inch it's a cinch.
That's it. Well, and friends, if you feel like you can't move and you're afraid that spinal pain or pain generally is causing that, I would really strongly encourage you to call Brooklyn Spine Centers and see if you can get an appointment, see if you're a candidate for spinal decompression or any other form of spinal care. Dr. Keller's a specialist, and she's able to help you. And if she can't help you, if there's nothing they can do for you, she'll let you know that. But you won't know until you've had that thorough examination. 718-234-6200. I know firsthand just how helpful it is to have that regained alignment and mobility. And Dr. Keller, you're a hero. Thank you, as always, for being with us tonight.
Kevin, thanks for the opportunity.
You got it. All right. Call her this week, 718-234-6200, and set your appointment, 718-234-6200. Now, Kevin McCullough, coming up the rest of this week, tomorrow night is legal night, so Arthur Idala will be with us, biggest cases in the country. And then on Friday, it's our fun night. Christine Nicholas is back, and I think we have got a real treat coming up, but I can't tell you about it at this very moment. So you're just going to have to be listening, but that's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough saying thank you to everyone who makes it a point to be here with us for Radio Night Live, the only broadcast in New York wholly dedicated every single day to helping this city come back from one of the worst crises we've ever had. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow night, same place, same time, 7 p.m. We'll see you then.